In the time before Jesus' birth, God's people remembered the promise of the prophet Isaiah.
Unto us a child will be born, unto us a son will be given, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace.
Today, we remember the promise of Jesus' birth, a promise of love, light, and joy, a promise of peace.
Child is this that is poverty born.
The peace of Christmas Day.
The branch that bears the bride holy. The dove that rests in yonder tree. The light that shines for all to see. The peace of Christmas Day.
The hope has slumbered for 2,000 years.
The peace of Christmas Day.
The branch that bears the bride holy. The dove that rests in yonder tree. The light that shines for all to see. The peace of Christmas Day.
At all the grief the people can bear.
Total the strife and the trouble and care.
Put them behind you and leave them right there.
The peace of Christmas Day.
The branch that bears the bride holy. The dove that rests in yonder tree. The light that shines for all to see.
The peace of Christmas Day.
One day, a man named Zechariah was visited by an angel. The angel told him that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby. Now, Zechariah and Elizabeth were an old couple, so Zechariah didn't believe the angel. Little did Zechariah know that his son would become John the Baptist. And after telling Zechariah the good news, the angel said to him,
"You will be silent and unable to speak until what I have said comes to pass, because you do not believe my words."
After the angel's visit, Elizabeth found out she was with child. Elizabeth and her silent husband, Zechariah, shared the good news with Mary. They were never expecting to be expecting.
We're expecting something we don't understand. We're expecting. You've been chosen to fulfill God's perfect plan. The neighbors want to know, but do we even know? How can it truly be that God has chosen me to carry forth the message that the prophets did foresee? Oh my, oh me. You're expecting something wonderful. Just wait and see.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God and appeared to Mary. The angel said,
"Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you."
Mary was stunned. The angel continued,
"Do not be afraid. God has found favor with you. We will have a son, and his name will be Jesus, and he will be the Son of God.
How can this be?
Anything is possible with God.
I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to God's word.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Your soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Your spirit rejoices in God.
From this day forth, all generations will call me blessed.
For the Almighty has done great things for you. Bless his holy name.
Your soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God.
So Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem during the time that the census was taken, and people from all over the region were in the city, so there was no room for Joseph and Mary, who was with child. But there they found a humble manger, and there, in the least likely of places, the Son of God was born.
Stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little
close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and lead me to heaven to live with thee there.
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. The angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger.
Let's go to Bethlehem like the angel said. Come on."
And they brought with them their friendly beasts.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable of wood, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good.
I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried him safely to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown.
Let's go.
I said the cow, all white and red, I gave him my manger for a bed. I gave him my head to pillow his head. I said the cow, all white and red.
I said the sheep with the curly horns, I gave it my wool blanket warm. He wore my coat Christmas morn.
Every beast, remembering it well, in the stable door was so proud to tell, and the gift that they gave Emmanuel. The gift that they gave Emmanuel.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable of wood, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind.
house till we see thee lie above thy grave. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, a watch of wondering love. All morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to man.
At the time that Jesus was born, wise men from the east saw a star appear, and they followed the star until it came to rest where Jesus lay.
A star appeared in the sky that night, a star that leads to truth and light. It beams so bright, the angels sing, Hosanna to the newborn King. This special star that shows the way gives faith and hope on Christmas Day. This star that's shining from above fills the world with truth.
And thus enter the kings.
These three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts they travel afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star.
Still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh,
star of wonder,
thy perfect light. Prayer and praising, voices raising, worshiping God on high. Oh, sounds through the earth and skies. Oh. westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to
thy perfect light. Deep Noel, Noel, Noel. Born is the King of Israel.
And Zechariah didn't know their child would be John the Baptist. Mary and Joseph didn't know their son was the Son of God. The shepherds didn't know the Savior had been born, and the wise men didn't know where the star would lead. They didn't know until they heard and followed the word of God.
And thus, Jesus was born and is with us now and forevermore. May we remember his message of peace and strength, love, hope, healing, good courage, now and every day of our lives. Happy birthday to the Prince of Peace.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain where Jesus Christ was born.
The shepherds came to watch him.
Thank you one more time to Philip, to Marnie, to Lily, to Joanne. We heard the story, we felt the story. And how do you know? How do you know it really happened? Well, either something molted here or an angel has been with us.
Is this one on?
Love being born unto us incarnate. How do you know? Sight is given to the blind. Love is extended through kindness. And God's love is incarnate and present and joyful and real and with us, through us all. God bless you, Merry Christmas, and Amen. A God of all ages, of peoples and times. This is indeed a great day of anticipation and celebration, as we welcome a shift of attention and energy, at least for a few moments, from our world's many issues and commotion, and it's always pulling on us, to turn our attention to you and to the birth and the life and meaning and impact of Christ. Come into the world, and for us personally, come into our lives as we receive that peace and that hope and the love and the strength that he brings, and that it brings with coming from a body, from coming from a family of faith and participating in all of that through our highs and through our challenges. And so we give you thanks to be able to choose our focus on the life of this child who grew to be a man, to lead and to change and to empower our lives and the world. And on this day, when we are led ourselves by our own young and vibrant and hopeful and enthusiastic children who exude your spirit, God, and your presence of love, where that energy, we can feel it crackling with enthusiasm, and we can feel the hope and the joy and the innocence and the purity and the very best of life itself through their beautiful beaming faces. And with all of the very real and serious matters that concern us. Today and during this week, we thank you for the renewal of this time to remind us what is good, what is simple, what is pure, what is loving, and perhaps a bit of a peek into your vision of the ideal. And so may these gifts today help to heal and lift up and even inspire all of us with your light that in fact shines through the darkness. Hear all of our prayers this day, God, those filled with thanksgiving and joy, and those that are hurried by restlessness, and those that are touched with deep concern. May you receive all of our prayers as you receive each one of us, fully heard, fully loved, fully welcomed, fully forgiven, and fully renewed in your presence among us. This we pray. Amen.